This is Experimental. I'm Scott Unger. As any of my friends can tell you, wine is a subject very close to my heart. It's also a subject close to the heart of Dr. Henny Van Vuren, a researcher at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Dr. Van Vuren is a microbiologist with a passion for wine and a major problem indulging in that passion. He suffers from red wine headaches, a condition that afflicts 30% of the population. Van Vuren holds the Eagle's Chair in Food Biotechnology at the University of British Columbia. Necessity may be the mother of invention, but Van Vuren's enlightened self-interest in eliminating red wine headaches has led to his founding the university's Wine Research Center, where he works with around 30 graduate students to develop improved yeasts for fermenting wine. There are a lot of assumptions about red wine headaches brought on by red wine consumption, and I'm not talking about hangovers here. If you've drank that much wine, you kinda had that headache coming. Some people believe that it's the sulfites in wine that cause the problem, but that's not the case. Sulfites are problematic for particular asthma sufferers, but they don't cause headaches. The culprit is a class of compounds known as bioamines, created by yeasts that produce alcohol and by bacteria that turn harsh malic acid into softer, more palatable lactic acid. Bioamines are a class of compounds that can cause an allergic reaction in some individuals, which brings on a headache, often accompanied by flushed skin and nausea, sometimes after consuming a single glass of wine. Over the last 15 years, Van Vuren has worked towards creating yeasts capable of carrying out the conversion of malic acid into lactic acid while also converting sugars in the grapes into alcohol in the wine, and without creating bioamines. His new malolactic yeasts are genetically modified organisms which don't create any other undesirable compounds in the wine, and which have been approved in the US and Canada for food-grade applications. To top it off, over the last 4 years, Van Vuren's research has produced a group of yeasts which eliminate the production of ethyl carbamate in wine, a suspected carcinogen present at trace levels in wines. After testing the new yeasts at 80 US wineries, tasters were unable to detect a difference between wines fermented with the original yeasts and the improved yeasts. So the next time you find yourself enjoying a nice bottle of wine, raise a glass to Henny Van Vuren, working to make wine headache-free. I'm Scott Unger, and that was Experimental.